Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1617 slide. Visible translated text is as follows in true report of the evidence which I gave on that trial. Sometime recently, C.W. Burke, representing himself to be a detective representing Leo M. Frank and from the office of L.Z. Rosser, called on me at the Pencil Company's place of business. Burke paid me for the time I lost in talking to him about this case. He said that Mr. Dot Rosser said you had an honest-looking face and that he wanted me to come down and have a talk with you, and he told me to ask you questions concerning Frank's character. And he began asking questions about had I ever seen Mr. Dot Frank acting in a familiar way with the girls, or ever seen him lay his hand on any, and had I ever seen any lady in Frank's office. I don't remember just in what way he put that, but of course he meant through harm. I told him no, only a stenographer, and he asked me was she conducting herself in a ladylike way, and I said yes, she was writing on her typewriter. I told him I had been downstairs but very few times during work hours, and that I had never seen Mr. Dot Frank acting in any way familiar with any of the ladies. He always went through the shop in a businesslike way, and I never seen him laugh by way for times. Then he asked me if I thought Mr. Dot Frank meant any harm by coming to the dressing room. I told him I did. He says why? I said because when Mr. Dot Frank come to the door and seen that we were partially dressed, I think it would have been as little as he could have done. Then he said, excuse me, ladies, and walked away. He stood there and laughed or grinned. I don't know when a Jew is laughing or grinning, but he stood there and made no effort to move. When he come to the door, he said, what is the matter, girls? Haven't you got a job yet? And he just kept standing there and didn't make no effort to move until Miss Jackson said, we are dressing, blame it. And then he shut the door and disappeared. He said, well, would you have me hang on that, convicted and hung? I said, certainly not. I am not that unreasonable, but I do think he meant harm, and I think a man could act the gentleman as well as anything else, that when a gentleman meets a lady, he ought to treat her with respect. He said, well, I don't look at it like you do. You must consider Mr. Dot Frank as a businessman, and many of these things he don't pay any attention to, like a man like me would. I would think of those things, but a businessman sometimes forgets these things. I said, I don't see why he should, when he stood there.